AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Five arrests have been made in connection with the escape of three dangerous inmates from the Orange County Jail in California. But it's not the inmates. Sheriff Sandra Hutchins says the arrests are people believed to have helped the escapees.
Continuing to focus on a Vietnamese gang that is active in Westminster and Garden Grove. And we have now made a number of arrests.
But the inmates remain on the loose. An execution tonight in Texas. 35-year-old James Freeman, convicted of killing a game warden 9 years ago, was given a lethal injection. Through his attorney, Eamon Bundy is telling the armed protesters at an Oregon wildlife refuge to please stand down and go home. Bundy was among the seven people arrested last night at traffic stop, left another protester dead. The Iowa caucuses are less than a week away, but Republican frontrunner Donald Trump will not be there for tomorrow night's debate. He's boycotting the Fox News moderator. Our Jerry Bodlander explains.
Donald Trump has announced plans for an event to be held at the same time as the GOP debate. A release from his campaign says the event will benefit veterans organizations. It'll be held at Drake University, just a few miles from the debate site in downtown Des Moines. Jeb Bush, meanwhile, thinks that Trump will show up at the debate, saying he has a $20 bet on it. Jerry Bodlander, West Des Moines, Iowa.
The Democrats are gearing up as well. Bernie Sanders met today with President Obama on the agenda.
Foreign policy issues, domestic issues, occasionally a little bit of politics.
Hillary Clinton's asking the Democratic National Committee for another debate to be held before next month's New Hampshire primary. She's trailing Sanders in New Hampshire, and it's close in Iowa. The Federal Reserve sounded caution today about the U.S. economy, and the stock market fell. This is AP Radio News. The widow of a disgraced Illinois police officer who staged his suicide has been taken into custody. Here's the AP's Don Babwin with details.
Melody Gwinowitz was indicted by a Lake County grand jury of taking part in her late husband's scheme to siphon money from a youth program before his suicide in September.
Fox Lake Police Lieutenant Charles Glinowitz shot himself because an auditor apparently was closing in on missing funds from a police explorer post. Get ready for new emoticons on Facebook. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says that testing is completed on new symbols that go beyond the thumbs up, like comment. Soon, users can show that they're angry, sad, or express emotions of wow, yay, and love. Facebook is hoping that additional choices will encourage people to share their thoughts more often. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.